What's up, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of A Great Life Podcast. I'm your creator and host, Parrish Sharde Dunbar, and I'm super excited that you're here. A Great Life Podcast is a listening space that explores growth and fresh perspective through God's Word. Because the way I see it is simple. The process is always the same. It just looks a little different based on where you are, what you know, and what you got. But regardless of it all, you deserve to live a great life. So welcome, welcome. So today, I want to remind you to let God meet you where you are. What I mean by that is a lot of times we have a desire, a knowing, a vision. There's some kind of fire inside of us that is telling us to do something, yet we won't do it because our circumstances aren't adding up. For instance, maybe you want to apply for a specific positioning or something like that, but you just don't do it because you psych yourself out. You go, I know people are telling me I'm really good at this, but I didn't get a degree, or I don't have experience. You quickly go to what you don't have, because it's human nature to lean on our own strength, to lean on what we know to be true. But when God has ordained you to do something specific, He'll fill in the blanks. So what you don't have will be more than sufficient, because God's hand will will it in your favor. A great example of this in my life was back in October of 2017, when I decided to leave Columbus, Ohio, and move to Las Vegas to get closer to Los Angeles. When I got to Las Vegas, originally the plan was to stay at my cousin's house. And when I got there, it was a warm welcome. Everything was good. It's always great to see family. But it was, I realized quickly, this two-bedroom apartment, you know, it's not a whole bunch of room in here. All the rooms are taken and I'm on the couch. And you get the picture. I don't want to overstay my welcome. That next morning I got up and I immediately started looking for apartments. Now here's the caveat. At the time, I was like, look, something's going to work out for me because I know God is telling me I need to make this move. There was just this fire in me and I just had to listen to it. So I went out the next day and I started looking for apartments because I didn't want to sleep on the couch and I didn't want to overstay my welcome. Long story short, that first day of apartment search was super discouraging. I quickly realized I couldn't afford nothing. At least nothing I pulled. You know, I was driving around, so everything was kind of on a whim. I couldn't afford anything. And at the time, I only had about $1,000 to my name. So it just didn't look like getting a place of my own was going to be possible. And so I went and got some Chipotle. I ate it, watched some TV, went to sleep. That night when I had a dream, I dreamed that I was scrolling on Craigslist, and it was so vivid. When I woke up, I grabbed my laptop, woke up on the couch, grabbed my laptop, and I went on Craigslist. And about maybe one or two posts from the top, there was a listing that said newly renovated apartments, get keys the same day, $650 a month, $250 down on approved credit. I was like, what? $650? I got six. You know, this time my mind is working, okay? This would be my very first apartment on my own, by the way. I have $1,000. This is only $650, but I don't have to worry about that first month's rent because I can get the prorate at $250. You get my point. So I go over there. I walk into the office and I apply for the apartment. I fill out the application and everything, and the rental agent asks me if I had proof of income. Now, back in Columbus, I did a lot of brand ambassador work. I did Uber. So I had a lot of pay stubs to show that I had worked. However, when I went to go grab them, I quickly realized I left my purple folder in Columbus. So I didn't have no proof of income. Now, I don't know if you've ever applied for an apartment, because I'm not sure who's listening to this podcast, but proof of income is a pretty big deal in that process. So when I left out of there, I was like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I still had hope. I just had this fire. I knew something was going to work out, but I just didn't think that was going to work. I'm like, you know, I don't know. I might just have to thug it out. You know, your brain just get to thinking about stuff. So anyways, the guy goes, hey, I'll just look over everything and give you a call back in a couple hours and, you know, let you know. So I left, went back to my cousin's house and, you know, obviously deflated. Not even expecting a phone call, to be honest. But by the time I got back to the house, I probably was there maybe an hour or two max. And I get a phone call. It's the rental agent. And he goes, hey, Paris, yeah, congratulations. You've been approved for the apartment and I can get you the $250 down. Or deposit, I'm saying down. I can get you the $250 deposit. And I'm like, seriously? He's like, yeah, you come pick up your keys today. You can move in today. And I'm like, oh. So I go back down, drive all the way back over to that side of town, sign my lease, get my keys. And I go, like, how did this happen? Because I didn't have my paperwork. You know, I didn't have my pay stubs. And he goes, I just went ahead and approved you because I liked you. I'm like, what? Praise God. I like you too. You cool with me. And he was very cool. Very cool guy. Yeah, I gave him my keys. I walked into the apartment and it looked just like the photos on Craigslist. They were newly renovated. It was very nice. It was very cute. And I was so grateful. I went back to my cousin's house and I went to get my stuff. Now, granted, remember, I only been here 2 days at the time. I had only been in Vegas 2 days. So my cousin's boyfriend, he's like, dang, you're moving out already? I like you. You can stay with us anytime. I'm like, hey, I get it. Because it was crowded in here, you know, it was crowded. And I appreciate my family. Moral of the story is, because I went for it anyway, God was able to soften this man's heart so that the situation worked in my favor. All of that is to say, you may not have the credentials. You may not have the pay stubs. You may not have the relationships. There may be a lot of factors in your life that you just don't possess, right? You just ain't got. But if God be for you, who can be against you? Because God can do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, which means our credentials, they're cool, but they're not the end all be all. I got keys and only had to pay $250 to walk into what looked like to me a brand new one-bedroom apartment in a new land. You may not always have the credentials. The odds may not always look like they're in your favor. But if the fire of God is in your belly to do something, then you go do it. Allow God to meet you halfway. Allow him to fill in the blanks. Because if he be for you, who can be against you? Nobody. So my prayer for you today is this. I pray that you are given more than enough confidence, willingness, and fire to walk towards that vision, dream, idea that God has given you according to his will over your life. And that whatever you don't have doesn't matter, because God's hand will fill in the blanks for you. Whatever you do will have exceeding abundant favor and that no matter what, you will not go without. God will always show up for you. He will always fill in the blanks because you deserve to live a great life. Thank you so much for tuning into A Great Life Podcast. If you want to follow me on socials, you can follow me on Instagram at Paris Chardet and everywhere else at A Great Life TV. Also, head over to madebypair.com where you could join my newsletter and blogging community and get your very own copy of my book, The Nightly Affirmation Journal. Well, that's all, folks. God bless. Don't stress. It's Paris. Peace. I'm super excited because I am finally introducing you to my book called The Nightly Affirmation Journal. I created it for people who want to change their life, but simply don't know where to start. Here's the thing. The process is always the same. It just looks different based off where you are, what you know, and what you got. Get The Nightly Affirmation Journal on my website. You can get the physical copy, a digital download, or even the Kindle. Either way, start your reimagination transformation today because you deserve to live a great life. Peace.